We have been talking about not only great holiday things that you could do on the food side, certainly recognition of the great Chicago food. Seth Zurer, founder of Da Best Fest, which is coming up, and of course, founder of Bacon Fest Chicago, knows all about that stuff. But, you know, the foods of Chicago don't define him. He's a Renaissance man who has a history that extends beyond his time and appreciation for Chicago. He grew up in the Washington, D.C. area.
In the district. That's right. In our lovely nation's capital.
And then you upgraded your location on the GPS. I wouldn't say
be disloyal of me to say upgraded, but I did move to Chicago.
You did move. And I'll say on the food side, you know, there's a lot of great things. Wherever you go, right, there's things that people can get excited about. But Chicago is where you are now. But here's the other side of it. When I think of Washington, D.C., certainly I think of all of the things that happen in our nation's capital. You got all those civic institutions and all the governmental institutions. And I think from a pilgrimage standpoint for kids, and typically eighth grade is the time when they do it, to make that trip and learn about how the country works, at least on the governmental side, is important. Off the air, Seth, you mentioned you had not participated in one of those eighth grade trips because you lived it.
Well, yeah, it's funny. If you grow up in Washington, you know, the monumental side is the side you don't necessarily go to. So I was probably 17 years old before I visited the Capitol, and I never went to the White House.
So maybe you would be in on one of these trips from World Strides. Excited to have on, as every year kids make that that trip to Washington, D.C. to learn a little bit about it along with their colleagues on the classroom side. It is the kind of thing. I didn't necessarily do it, but I know our kids are doing it, and so many have had that experience. On the line with us, we've got the president of World Strides, the one and only Beth Campbell. Beth, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, definitely a touchstone, at least for Midwesterners and West Coasters. I'm an East Coaster, too, and we don't get to do these trips that your kids get to do. It's pretty awesome.
Why do you think that it is something that has really caught on? I mean, there's a lot of places that people could go. They could go to, you know, Mount Rushmore, or they could see the Grand Canyon. Certainly, you do a little bit of that in the truckster with the family. But what has made, you know, that trip to Washington, D.C., such a rite of passage for kids in eighth grade?
Oh, what an interesting question. And I don't know. We certainly, you know, we're a travel company. We hope that kids do all of them and they get abroad and overseas as well. But we started out more than 50 years ago with these trips to Washington, D.C. In the case of the company's founding, this was a middle school teacher from right there in Chicago who took the kids on a trip and then decided that this would be his life's work. And, you know, I think from an educational point of view, it's exactly what you said. It's super important that kids understand how our government works, and the experience of being there really does just sort of to take it up a notch. Of course, they learned about it in school as well, but getting to see the things that, you know, I like that they get to see the things that are on their money, right? You see the monuments, and we have a story. A teacher said they had a kid that said, "Oh gosh, that looks like the penny," looking up at the Lincoln Memorial, and then he said, "Wait, that is the penny."
Right. Well, you never know what came first. I remember talking to this one lady who was convinced, didn't know anything about Paul Newman's acting career, and she was convinced he was just the guy from the salad dressing. Right. So you never know where people are going to get their perspective. When it comes to the actual, like, civic things that happen, you know, the three branches of government, how that works, you mentioned they do get that in the classroom. But what is some of the feedback that you get from the kids as far as, I guess, the value of actually being there, seeing it in person and live? Is it just that maybe the size of things, the scope of things, what they look like in person?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that it takes something that was theoretical and it makes it real. The words that we hear a lot of times from teachers especially are that they have these sort of aha moments where this thing that they knew just suddenly comes to life, and you can actually imagine the founding fathers or the early presidents, you know, experiencing these things that you've heard about, and suddenly it sticks with you. And there's a lot of research out there that talks about the value of experiential learning, as the educators in our organization call it. And that, you know, just really gels for a lot of students. It also helps to open up their mind to how it might interact with their future. Just the idea of meeting a congressperson or a senator. And then when you go back and you understand the value of voting, and how I can play a role in putting this person into office or replacing them. I think those things become so much more real when you see how they really interact with the world.
So Seth Zurer, who's in studio with us, grew up in the D.C. area and said he hadn't kind of took it, I don't say take it for granted, but it wasn't necessarily, you know, front on the experience side. So, but are there things in D.C. that you suggest, you know, if people get back there and check it out, maybe on the kids side?
I mean, for kids, I sort of love some of the outdoor spaces. I don't know if you take any of the kids ever to, like, the National Cathedral or the grounds there or the gardens around there, or even Dumbarton Oaks in Georgetown, this incredible set of old sort of Italian-style gardens. Beautiful.
Those are great spots. Those are sort of our off-the-beaten track spots.
Sure.
We do have folks that, you know, have never, who've been several times who might get to experience things like that. We try to sort of hit the big ones. All the memorials are a really important part of those middle trips and going to the Capitol. And, I think those experiences are the ones that we hear about the most. We're the approved domestic educational travel provider of the Smithsonian as well.
Wow.
So we have the opportunity to bring the kids to those incredible museums along the National Mall as well. There's lots of things you can do. You could be there for weeks. We try to cram it in a usually a 4-day trip from most student groups.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Beth Campbell from World Strides, and they are the founding and original companies or services that started that whole eighth grade trip, or that whole trip, sort of that pilgrimage for school kids to get there together with their teachers and get to Washington, D.C. To experience it as well. And have you found, if with the feedback since the lineage of the company and doing it for years, is that maybe although they're doing that in a student capacity at this point, that they understand at an early age just kind of the gravity of it and the importance of being there and seeing it and how it all works, that they take their kids there or other generations? Have you got that feedback?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that's really important to us, that most of our experiences are teacher-led trips. So we have teachers that stand up and raise their hand and say, I want to spend my spring break or my first week of summer, you know, taking this student group to Washington, D.C. And we certainly applaud them for that. That's such an incredible dedication to the craft of teaching. But so many of the students then tell us that they, you know, were inspired by their experience to go on, of course, to bring their families back to Washington when they grow up, but also to go live there, to go be in government. We have a great story that we were telling around the time of the government shutdown, where we had a group that unfortunately had their trip fall over one of those times where a lot of the sites or some of the sites were closed, and they had an opportunity to meet with someone from their congressperson's office, and the student walks out and the teacher kind of looked at her and said, "Hey, you look familiar." And she said, "Yeah, I came here to Washington with you," and then went back and became a staff person on Capitol Hill.
Wow.
So we hear those incredible experiences all the time where students really are inspired by their experience, whether it be something small like voting or something big like becoming, making that their career.
In the next couple of minutes or so, we certainly want to get the information out. People can get on there, get more information, not only about the D.C. trips, which of course is the focus of the conversation, but some of the other stuff that you do, but also the fact that you actually get credits, educational credits for this. So it isn't just the experience that has that great value. You're also getting some credit on the school side as well.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing about our organization. We are actually accredited by some of the same institutions that accredit the local schools. And so it means that we have an incredible team, chief academic officer, and an incredible team of mostly former teachers who are kind of our in-house teachers today. We have online coursework that we offer for students, and it's tuned to the experience, the trip that they're actually going on. So we do have a special set of coursework that's just for those kids going on the D.C. trip, and they can opt to come home and do that coursework when they get home. You know, I think it's a great distinction, of course, for their college application and for their future, but I think it's also just a really great way to make the learning click. I think sitting down and reflecting on the experience is something special for them as well, and our educators tell us they hear really great feedback from students in the form of those assignments.
Yeah.
And then they get to, you know, complete that coursework and go on and can tell the future colleges, you know, that they did that and really, you know, made that experience something a little bit extra.
It's a great way to document it as well. In the last like 30 seconds or so, 25 seconds, can you give the website for people to go ahead and get more information and kind of get out there and experience some of this?
That would be awesome. So you can find us at worldstrides.com. You know, we do these teacher-led experiences to Washington, D.C., but we're a global company. We have travel programs and other kinds of experiential learning opportunities in more than 100 countries, programs for students studying abroad in college, and even all the way up to programs for adults, for graduate students. So we have lots of different kinds of opportunities for students and for teachers.
All right, thanks, Beth Campbell. We'll have links up at WGN Radio. Thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane.